Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning. Welcome to English Academy Club. I am Valeska, your show host. It is so good to be back. I took quite a long break from podcasting because I was in the process of creating a English school, which is not just going to be available online as it always was, but also in person in Europe. So I'm very excited about that. And I will be providing you with more information and links at a later time. In the meantime, I am excited to have you back listening to this episode, and I thought it would be great to start with reading. I am going to read a wonderful book called The Beach House by Jenny Hell, which I will include a link for in the show notes in case you want to buy it from Amazon or another store and read along with me. So let's get started. Chapter 1, The Rosemary Bay Village, the Gulf Coast. Miss Andrews, as she was known in the village, dragged her dainty fingertips along the back of the bench at Willow Pier, overlooking the sparkling Gulf of Mexico, and sat down beside the handsome sailor in uniform. She crossed her legs at the ankle and ran her hands down her pencil skirt to straighten it across her thighs. "What are you thinking about?" she asked, trying not to swallow him with her gaze. After spending the summer together, she decided that he was everything she'd ever dreamed of in a man. "You," he replied, and then he smiled that smile she'd become so fond of, his affection for her undeniable. "You're early," she said warmly, working hard to keep her fondness from bubbling up, for fear that acknowledging it would tear her heart out when he left. The sailor, whom she'd come to know as the dashing Alfred Ellis, turned her way, his chiseled features dropping with a sultry stare, his dark brown eyes making her feel like she could see his soul right through them. "I didn't want to miss a minute with you." He took her hand from her lap and laced his fingers in hers, causing her breathing to become shallow. Never to return. It was one of the downsides of living in a tropical destination. While her heart told her otherwise, she had to adhere to the expectations of being a lady. But she knew in her heart that all she'd have to do was ask and Alfred would come back to her. "I'll tell you what," she said, staring into his eyes with purpose, just the sight of him filling her with the kind of joy she'd never felt before. "Send me a letter after you're gone, and tell me again that you'll marry me, and I'll wait for you. If you still want to be with me after months at sea, then it's meant to be." "I want to kiss you now. I love you," he whispered. But she shook her head. "It will make it all the sweeter when you return," she said, kissing her finger and placing it on his lips, causing his eyes to flutter closed. He looked back down at her. "I've completely fallen for you," he said, taking in a breath as if he could breathe her in. "How long are you going to make me wait to send you the letter? I'll do it tomorrow." She smiled. 2 months. Send the letter in 2 months, and I'll wait an eternity." "Will you be attending the girls' school in the fall?" She shook her head. "No, I've decided not to go." He gazed into her eyes. "Not because of me, I hope. I'll wait if that's what you want to do. I'll wait forever." She put her hand on his face, his eyes closing. "It's my own decision, I promise. If only I'd known I'd meet you," he said, shaking his head in frustration. "I would never have signed up for this tour in California. I can hardly stand being across the country from you. Love always finds its way home, she said. He kissed her forehead. They sat back down together on the bench as the sun went down, casting an orange and pink glow in the sky, and talked about everything and nothing until he had to say goodbye. And when she had to let him go, she didn't know how she'd ever manage those 2 whole months without him. All right, we are going to stop right here and we will continue on the next page when I come back for the next episode. I actually will be back tomorrow for another episode, so you can expect a new episode from English Academy Club tomorrow. And I will go ahead and post the link to this book in the show notes in case you would like to purchase it and read along with me. Thank you so much for being here today. If you have a moment, please give me a rating either on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you are listening to this podcast. Have a wonderful day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.